You have often heard me say that we can live by one verse. Do you remember what that is? It's in Philippians chapter 2. If you understand it properly, you can live all your life with one verse of Scripture. But you must know the Bible before that. For the rest of your life, one verse is enough. Philippians 2 verse 5. Have this attitude in yourselves which was in Christ Jesus. Whatever the situation, did somebody hurt you? Have the attitude which is in Christ. Do you want to help somebody? Don't be foolish. Have the attitude which is in Christ. Are you worried about the future? Have the attitude which is in Christ. Are you worried about circumstances? Are you running short of money? Are you without a job? Whatever it is, any situation in life, the answer is here. Have this attitude which is in Christ. And if you want to have that attitude, you must study the Scriptures, especially the Gospels, to see what attitude did Jesus have in different circumstances. It's a wonderful study. To study the life of Jesus in relation to other people, in relation to circumstances. And if you're serious about it, you will discover how he lived. And in the same connection, I've also shown you Matthew 11 and verse 29. Where in the middle Jesus said, he said first of all, 28, come to me. And what should I do when I come to him? Learn from me, he said in verse 29. Why have you come to Jesus? Is it only to go to heaven? Is it only to get your sins forgiven? Jesus said, come to me in verse 29. Learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart. And he said that because every human being is basically hard in his heart. They are hard towards their marriage partners. They are hard towards their neighbors. They are hard towards people. They are very soft towards people from whom they want to get some benefit. But otherwise, human beings are hard. And Jesus said, learn from me to be gentle. And human beings are proud, all human beings. Especially those of you who think you're very humble, you're probably the proudest of the lot. Jesus said, learn from me, for I'm humble in my heart, not outside. A lot of people who pretend to be humble on the outside is a lot of garbage, fit for the trash can. But humble in heart, it's the only humility that is of value, is humility of the heart. You're getting a reputation for humility, throw it in the trash can. Please do it. Please take me seriously. The reputation some of you have built up in this church for humility, I urge you to throw it in the trash can. And it's worth nothing. Learn from me to have humility of heart, which God sees. And that can be a world of difference between humility of the heart and the reputation you get for humility. See, the reputation you get for humility depends on the discernment of the other person. People in the world have no discernment and they think some presidents and prime ministers are humble. Wrong. And even Christians, most Christians have not much discernment, so they can think you're humble. You're foolish if you take their opinion. Their opinion is worth nothing. Why are you so excited that people think you're humble? I'm amused and amazed. Do you think they see what's inside your heart? Do you realize that man looks on the outward appearance, but God looks at the heart? Learn from me, for I am humble in heart. These are strong exhortations. Learn from me. It's a school. The Christian life is a school where Jesus is the only professor. Teaches us through the Holy Spirit. And it's not 25 people sitting in a class, it's one-on-one private tuition that he gives to each one of us And the first thing he wants us to learn is humility of heart, more than knowledge of the Bible. Knowledge of the Bible, purpose of knowledge of Scripture is to lead you to humility of heart. Okay, let this attitude be in you, which is in Christ Jesus. Remember that reference, Philippians 2:5. And then remember the second reference, Matthew 11:29, learn from me. And a third verse, I want you to remember these three verses always, even if you don't remember the references. The other is Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 2. Looking unto Jesus, or as the NESB says, fixing our eyes on Jesus, that means looking away from everything else unto Jesus alone. So you have three wonderful exhortations. Let this attitude be in you, which is in Christ Jesus. And how to discover that, what that attitude was. That's Philippians 2:5. Go to Matthew 11:29. Learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart. Gentleness and humility go together. If you are humble in heart, you will be gentle. If you're not gentle, it's because you're not humble in heart. And the other way around too. And the third is looking unto Jesus. And where can I see Jesus? He's not physically here, but I see him in the Gospels. And then the Holy Spirit, if I open my life to the Holy Spirit, he will, as Jesus promised, disclose to me certain hidden things in Jesus' private life and attitude. From my knowledge of the Scriptures, he will show me what other people who read the Gospels cannot see. I mean, I'm sure many of you have seen certain things we have taught here, which you never discovered, which are written in the Gospels. It's plain words there, but you didn't see it. And the Holy Spirit comes to show us how we can look unto Jesus and run this race. So learn from me, for I am humble in heart. And here it says, fixing our eyes in Jesus, who endured the cross. The cross was the most humiliating experience that any human being has been subject to, stripped naked and hung in front of the top of a hill for everybody to laugh at and treated like a criminal. So there the emphasis on, look at Jesus who went to the depth of humility. In Philippians 2 also it's the same thing. Philippians 2 and verse 5. You have heard me say this many times, and I'll repeat it again for the benefit of those who haven't heard it before, or if you heard it 10 times, you need to heard it 11th time. Have this attitude in yourself, verse 5, which is in Christ Jesus, who, verse 6, took the first step of humility as God, he became man. Though he was equal with God, he did not grasp onto it. That's the first step. Don't grasp onto some position you think you have, or what God gave you. Don't think you're somebody important because you've got some position in the world or in the church or some reputation. He emptied himself. And then the second step, as a man, he could have been a king, but instead of being a king, he became not only a servant, but a bondservant, which is a slave. That's the lowest level of humanity. There's a slave. That is the second step of humility. And then you think there's nothing lower than that. But then he went to being crucified on a cross, which was recognized as the punishment for criminals. Though he was not a criminal, he was treated like a criminal and he accepted it without opening his mouth, because he did it for us. And there you see the third step of humility. And that's why you've heard me say, the secret of the Christian life is humility, 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 as we look at Jesus. Not from the dictionary, looking unto Jesus. And the opposite of that, the opposite, the secret of all sin, or the root of all sin rather, is pride, pride, pride.